Blog Talk Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
You are listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at TheBucketListRetreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travelers, adventurers, and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
The Lincoln Way, so selected, if done wisely, will become great. I offer a few suggestions, and also a list of supplies to carry. 2 extra tire casings, 4 extra inner tubes, 2 theft tire chains, 6 extra cross chains, 8 feet high tension cable, 8 feet low tension cable, 1 set lamp bolt, 1 Spartan horn, 1 5-gallon milk can for water west of Cheyenne, 1 axe, 1 shovel, 1 motor meter. Have some food in the car west of the sun.
Welcome to Travel Talk. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy with Bucket List Retreats. And today, to welcome us in via song is fellow e-woman, obvious list checker offer based on that song, and professional artistic journey woman, Cecilia Otto. Welcome, Cecilia.
Thank you, Kelly. It's absolutely wonderful to be here.
And you said that I can call you Cece, is that right?
That is right, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you for that lovely musical intro. When I put out a call for guests with transformational travel stories throughout the eWomen Network, Cecilia's story popped right out. Cece, that story of your journey across America in 2013 is so inspiring. I just couldn't wait to talk to you and have you on the show to share it with our listeners. I am wanting you to really take us from the beginning of how you created and implemented what you call your singing travelogue. Can you tell us all about it?
Oh, of course. I am so excited to talk about this. I am a classically trained singer and composer, you know, and my first trade was really kind of involved with opera and operetta and Gilbert and Sullivan and those kinds of fun things to do. But, you know, when the economy kind of changed in 2008, a lot of people, including artists, you know, kind of had to think outside of the box. And I was at that point where, you know, I was not getting as much work as I had hoped that I would. But I know I had something to share with the world. I knew I had this voice that had to be heard. And so I really just thought about what I love to do and really boiled it down. And it came down to, you know, I love to sing. I love to write music. I love to write words and I love to travel. And I thought, what does all of that, you know, and I really kind of almost meditated and ruminated on it, you know, for a while. And then the words singing travelogue kind of popped in my head. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. What does that mean?
No kidding. That is so interesting.
Yeah. And so I had to kind of think on that more. And, you know, eventually the answers kind of came. It was like, how do I do a singing travelogue? And basically I had this amazing book that came into my life when I was actually traveling across, you know, across the world. And that was The Songlines by Bruce Chatwin. It's an amazing book. I think if your listeners haven't read that book, you should read the book. It's an amazing book about this British travel writer who goes to Australia to figure out what Aborigines do when they go on walkabout. And what he finds out is that they follow these ancestral trails called songlines, where they literally, in their hearts and in their souls and minds, sing their ancestors back into existence.
Oh, beautiful.
I just fell in love with that idea. And I thought, how can I do this in America? You know, so I've got the singing travelogue and I've got this songline idea. And I thought, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at all of these amazing roads with all of the history that we have in the United States and kind of combine this together in my own way to sing songs, you know, from times gone past that kind of bring, you know, in our own way, our ancestors back, you know, into existence and through those words and music that we hear, you know.
Sure.
That.
How exciting mm-hmm. was that when you ran across the Lincoln Highway anniversary, 100th anniversary?
Yeah. So when I was thinking about roads and I, you know, again, our roads network and our love affair with cars and, you know, blazing trails as, you know, pioneers went across the country in history, I really wanted to look for, you know, transcontinental routes that would kind of hearken to those, you know, ideals and sentiments. And I didn't want to do interstates because they're kind of soulless and boring. They just are.
Yeah.
You know, I make the joke that, you know, no one wants to see anyone do a tour of truck stops, you know, like nobody wants to
right.
see that.
No.
I looked at the auto trail system, the national highway system, which is, again, all those, you know, when you think about the colors on those signs, they're the black and white signs that we see across the country. And I found all this
okay.
amazing history along those roads that, you know, they were pioneer trails and Revolutionary War trails and that they still were being used today. They just got paved over, you know, it wasn't cobblestone anymore.
Right.
It was actually just asphalt. And I saw that the Lincoln Highway was an early transcontinental road that went from New York to San Francisco and saw that it had a birthday coming up. I saw that in 2013, it was going to turn 100. And that's when the big aha moment hit, right? It was, here's the singing travelogue. Here's a road that a lot of people don't know anything about, you know?
Right.
And I can bring some of those songs back about the route, but then also kind of share our history through song as I'm giving these kind of vintage style concerts along the way.
That is just amazing to me how it all came together. It's really awesome how you intuitively almost willed it all to happen. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
So then you had to get the courage to actually go and put your show together and
mm-hmm.
map out the time and the journey. What was that like?
Wow, yeah, that was something where, you know, I had to really sit with it. I knew that there were going to be kind of anniversary celebrations happening in 2013, and so I found that there was a big celebration that was going to happen at the end of June, beginning of July. And it was going to happen in Kearney, Nebraska, which is the halfway point along this route.
Okay.
The route in total is about 3,300 miles on the original 1913 alignment. And
okay.
this was the halfway point. It was about 1,700 miles and and some change. It's like 1,739 miles. And mm-hmm. I said, okay, I want to be part of that celebration. And I knew then I could backtrack, you know, to figure out when would be the starting date in New York City from there. I knew that I did not want to blow through this. And, you know, there's lots of people who do cross-country road trips, and they can do it, you know, in a couple weeks and see a lot of great things. But
or they brag about
how
fast they can get across.
Right,
they
right,
brag about
yeah.
how fast they can get across. It's like, well, what did you see?
Exactly. Like, what's the point of that other than, you know, probably you know your iPod shuffle mixes inside and out, right? Or
right.
You know, you've listened to all the CDs in your car at that point, depending on how old your car is. And I didn't see a point with that. I thought, if I'm going to do this, I want to do this so I can really feel what's going on in these communities today. A lot of people back in the day called the Lincoln Highway America's Main Street, you know, because it went mm-hmm. through the heart of a lot of these communities 100 years ago. And I thought, how has Main Street changed in 100 years? And I wanted to spend time with people in those communities and seeing things. Had things changed? Had they not changed? Kind of documenting it, both, you know, writing it as well as taking pictures of everything that I saw. And so I thought about it for a long time, and I thought, you know, 6 months felt like a good number of a good amount of time to be on the road. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of how I kind of fell into it. So again, knowing that this celebration was going on at the end of June, I knew I'd need to start sometime in April, and then I would end sometime in September in California.
So you're married at the time, and your husband had to stay back working, I assume.
Yes, his job is not as flexible. You could say that. he would come for points along the route to film uh-huh. and take pictures and, you know, kind of partake in that kind of thing. But the majority of the trip, I did it alone. I drove everything alone. I navigated with maps and books and GPS and multiple things to figure out where these places were and these landmarks were. I pretty much did that all by myself. But the other thing I ended up doing, because it still at times would just want to not steer me the correct way, would be that I would actually just say, get me to this next town. Like, I knew where I was on the route and I was okay, but if I was feeling like I strayed a little bit, I'd just say, I just want to go to this next town. And then that would generally kind of get me in the right direction. So by the end of it all, you know, I was either doing that or I was just driving with no guidance whatsoever. You know, really by the end of the trip, I could tell pretty quickly if I was not on the road or not, even without the sign. There was just kind of this energy and feel about everything that, and a look of it too. You know, there were a lot more twists and turns, you know, on that 1913 right. alignment versus later routes. And I could just kind of feel like, yeah, I'm not in the right place. I need to go back, you know.
That's funny.
My inner compass served me well. Yeah.
So you didn't have your lodging or your accommodations planned out too far in advance. You left yourself room open or time to stay in a certain spot. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. There were certain places that I kind of had lined up along the way, but I had a lot of people that when they heard about what I was doing, that I would get emails from people or people within organizations who, again, you know, heard about what I was doing with this project, and they would say, you can come and stay with me.
Oh,
and
how lovely.
That kind of, I mean, I of course wasn't there for weeks on end, but I
right.
would, if they were willing to welcome me into their home as a complete and total stranger, then I accepted that invitation, you know, wholeheartedly. I really
sure.
did. I met just some fantastic people that way, and I saw a side of communities I wouldn't have been able to see normally had I stayed in an Airbnb or a hotel or something like that.
Right. That is definitely probably the favorite thing about your book that I enjoyed, was how all of these people that you met and the, like you're mentioning, the community, the things they took you to, the things they wanted to show you, that they wanted to tell you. Of course, Cecilia's creativity insisted that she compile her travel stories into a book and the songs into an album. When we get back, we'll hear where this story is leading to. Stay tuned.
Are you a retreat leader? Bring your tribe and visit us at the camp on Lake Muskoka in Ontario, Canada. Beautiful, serene, spiritual place guaranteed to make your guests feel safe and comfortable. Opening July 2017, we are taking bookings now at www.thecamp.ca. Contact me, Louise, to join our Facebook group to tell us about your favorite or not-so-favorite retreat venue experiences. We are asking leaders from all over the world to give us feedback so we can give you exactly what you need. Plus, if you participate, you could win 3 free days with us on your first retreat booking. Hope to see you soon.
You're connected to the EWN Radio Network.
But take it from me, this has got to be one thing you never leave behind. I always wear my amber shades, even on a cloudy day. And when that big old sky gives you the angry eye, they keep the blues.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, Cecilia Otto, who took her singing travelogue across the United States. How much fun it must be to come to one of your shows and take a journey back through time with song. Before our commercial break, you talked about this incredible adventure of yours to produce an album or a CD or whatever they're calling it these days. Was kind of obvious, I guess, with your music. But at what point did this story have to become a
That's a really good question. You know, no one's asked me that question yet, believe it or not. When I envisioned this project, there was always, in my mind, going to be some form of book that would be in place with it. I felt like I knew for me personally, I was going to want to have some kind of writing recollection of all of it because I knew how long I was going to be on the road. I had this feeling I would see a lot of things and meet a lot of people, but, you know, then who knows what would have happened with, you know, that. I just was leaving myself open for that. And so for me, there was always going to be some type of book. I had the blog post that I was working with, but I did keep some independent notes and other things, too, that I knew, like, this would be great for the book when I'm done with the tour.
Oh, great. So American Songline came about then after your tour, is that right?
Yes. I very much didn't want to peg the book in one way or another. I wanted to kind of see how the trip evolved, and frankly, how did I evolve while I was on the road? And I felt like it needed, you know, I needed that time to kind of go through the experience and then actually digest it a little bit, you know, on a personal note,
yeah.
When we, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just agreeing with you how that makes sense to mull over something so big as a 6-month trip across country.
And I also had people that were, you know, asking, like, how's it going? And can't wait to read the book. Can't wait to hear the CD. So I did not want to leave my fans in the lurch. I wanted to get something out as quickly as I could, but still have respect and integrity for the whole process of, you know, producing such things. You know, it really does take time.
Well, there really is so many inspirational and transformational things that happened to you while you were on this trip, or with you, I should say. I can imagine how your audience members felt at your shows. They had to, it just had to be very heartwarming. And another heartwarming thing I find with your story is how your husband and your mom and even your father, even though he's deceased, showed up for you. That type of support is monumental. I was especially touched, and since we're dedicating this show to mothers everywhere on this Mother's Day week, tell us about your Iowa chapter in American Songline, where your mom joins you and begins to understand your quest.
Oh, yes. Well, and first off, to listeners everywhere and to all the mothers there, you know, out there in the world, happy Mother's Day to all of you. I hope you have a fantastic day. You deserve it. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I must agree. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. My mom, of course, has been one of my biggest supports, even when I was young and doing different things with music and everything. But she lives in Minnesota, and at the time, you know, I lived in Chicago. I basically have lived in different parts of the world since my time growing up in the land of 10,000 lakes, that I felt, you know, she knew what I did, and she always has supported what I've done with music. And she knew about the project and heard about it and was seeing stuff online, and I was talking about it a lot with her because we talk regularly. I mean, if it's not weekly, sure, it's pretty much, you know, daily as to stuff. And but she told me that after she saw the first show in Iowa, she was blown away because it just kind of encapsulated things in a way for her that she didn't, it was just something that was a complete surprise to her. You know, it's one thing to kind of say, hey, Mom, I'm going to do this concert of vintage music in vintage dress, and that's kind of what I'm doing, this kind of vaudeville style, but to experience that and to, you know, see that and be part of the audience, it was just something completely different for her, and she, it just all clicked and it all made sense for her, and she became such a big advocate and ally that much more in regards to, you know, American Songline and, you know, the different programs that I do and that kind of thing. She actually, on a footnote too, you know, she still lives in Minnesota, and this performance in Iowa was pretty much in the dead center of the state. And it's not, for those of you who haven't spent much time in the Midwest, to get from Minnesota to Iowa is not a hop, skip, and a jump. It took her about 5 hours nonstop to drive to come to see me. And, you know, I don't necessarily see my family, you know, while I'm on the road because they live in Minnesota. And having family members in the audience for me is just very, very special that much more because I know they don't get to see me very much from that standpoint. That's kind of one of the pros and cons about being a touring musician, right, is those moments with your family are that much more special and that much more meaningful, you know.
Sure. And as a mom, I can imagine how she must have felt seeing you up there in all your glory doing, you know, with your God-given talents and doing what you love to do. I know that just had to make her feel great, and it really comes through in the book. Can you tell us now what you are up to, your concerts, and how a group might contact you if they're interested in having you perform?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I am still doing a lot of performances about the Lincoln Highway and sharing those songs and stories of the road. But I am delving into a new project, historically speaking, and that is that I will be doing, starting in 2017 and in 2018, I will be doing programs about the music of World War I because America's involvement with the 100th anniversary is coming up. And I have had people kind of say, what's your next project? And that was the next big aha moment of, like, there's so many great stories from that time period about the war and about how people felt, you know, because it wasn't as involved the conflict as it was for European nations of the time, but it's interesting to see the reflections of how people thought and felt about the Great War in music. It's actually pretty compelling. So
it sounds like it.
Yeah, it's really, some of the songs are, you know, obviously patriotic, but there's a lot of funny songs. There's a lot of sentimental songs. You know, Irving Berlin wrote a song about how everybody, you know, the bugler had the easiest job, and, you know, everybody didn't like the bugler. You know, there's those kinds of songs which are just so cute, but give a neat window. And I will be in the studio this year producing that album to get it ready, so when I go out on the road, people have that music and can get it. And I will be taking pre-orders of that album on Indiegogo.com starting in May, so people will be able to, you know, have access to that music when it's done. Anybody who pre-orders on that website would then get first access of that music before the general public, which is, I'm very happy to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's great. Cece, thank you again for being on Travel Talk. I really appreciate hearing your story. Do you have a final thought for the listeners out there?
I do. Remember, everyone, the most important thing when it comes to travel is that friends, don't let friends drive the interstate.
That's beautiful. Thanks again, Cece.
Thank you, Kelly, again. It's been wonderful on Travel Talk.
Oh, perfect. Thanks so much. Keep an eye out for Cece's concerts and look for her book and her CD on iTunes and Amazon. We will have links in the description below. Have a great week, everyone. Bon voyage.
I have pictured a castle in lands far away. I have painted a palace of gold. I have wandered in dreamland, so there let me stray, just with you in my arms to enfold. I have pictured a garden in colors so rare, in that glorious land.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth